from that.
All right. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great, stay cool. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Good morning, Hunter, on Hunt Chamber Radio Talk.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
We're going to watch Pennsylvania very quickly. We're going to watch Pennsylvania. Go down to certain areas and watch and study and make sure other people don't come in and vote five times.
Donald Trump says there's only one way he loses in Pennsylvania.
The only way we can lose, in my opinion, I really mean this, Pennsylvania, is if cheating goes on. I really believe it.
The candidates are all over the map today. Donald Trump is at Youngstown State University, while Hillary Clinton and Vice President Joe Biden are in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Tim Kaine has an event scheduled in Asheville, North Carolina. Today is the 71st anniversary of VJ Day, the day that Japan surrendered in World War II. This is USA Radio News. More news at usaradio.com.
Hi, friend, it's Angie Austin with Daybreak USA, and I have some pretty nice hair. See if you have the same problem. Cell Therapy by Ovation, it does work. It's a unique breakthrough treatment found in no other hair care line. Cell Therapy Breakthrough Formula nourishes the hair and your scalp for hair that's noticeably thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking. It doesn't break off when I brush it anymore. It just looks so much better. And they have a 365-day money-back guarantee. That's how much they believe in their product. Cell Therapy by Ovation is clinically proven to reduce breakage by over 80%. Over 80%! Isn't that crazy? That's a lot! Go online to ovationhair.com, and if you're a new customer, get a special introductory discount when you select Angie Austin Daybreak USA at checkout. Great hair, one click away. ovationhair.com, and check Angie Austin Daybreak USA for the discount. ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com.
Congress could get the FBI's notes on its interview with Hillary Clinton today. National correspondent Joe Gomez has more.
The FBI doesn't have a complete transcript of its interview with Hillary Clinton concerning the private email server she used as Secretary of State, since she was never under oath at the time of the interview, but the Bureau does have notes, and those notes could be released to Congress today, according to CNN. The development in Hillary Clinton's email woes comes after former President Bill Clinton blasted the attention given to the scandal over the weekend at a gathering of journalists in Las Vegas.
They saw two little notes with a C on it. This is the biggest load of bull I ever heard.
Joe Gomez.
This place could make Rio look slow. The Bonneville Salt Flats are open after a two-year absence, and driver Louisanne Noth explains what she thinks.
If I had to do a hashtag, it'd be hashtag Bonneville has acne, because it's bumpy. It's not bad, but it's bumpy.
Craig Breedlove was the first man to hit 500 miles an hour in a car. USA Radio News.
What's at stake at this election? A lot. From the freedom to publicly practice and proclaim your faith to the nomination of Supreme Court justices, matters of critical importance to Christians are looming in the days ahead. That's why we invite you to join us on September 9th through 11th in Washington, D.C. for the Values Voters Summit. Come to learn, be encouraged, and meet others who will stand for the renewal of this great nation. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information.
You won't see Michael Phelps again at the Olympics of 2016, and many say you may never see him in a pool again. But here's some audio from when he was 15. His hopes, his dreams, and his goals.
I just my one of my long-term goals is to win the gold medal in Athens and go on more than one event. So, I mean, I have a lot of goals, but I think that I just want to take it day by day. I don't really live the normal life as a teenager. I mean, I get a lot of things, or I give up a lot of things, but, I mean, I'm getting tons of other things that normal 15-year-olds aren't getting. I think this is a life that anyone could dream of, and I'm definitely loving it.
Usain Bolt wins again, and United States silver medalist Justin Gatlin says he's the man.
I'm a competitor. He's a competitor. You know, but at the end of the day, we both work hard for what we want. We both want to win. And that, you know, at the end of the day, may the best man win. And today, Usain has been the best man.
Final goodbyes begin today for a 13-year-old Staten Island boy who hanged himself.
Daniel left a letter behind saying he was giving up after being bullied about his weight and grades at Holy Angels Catholic School in Brooklyn. Daniel Sr., his father, released a heart-wrenching video via YouTube addressed to the alleged bully's parents.
You get to hold your children every night and day for the rest of your lives and their natural lives. I don't get that anymore.
The boy claimed his complaints were ignored, but the Brooklyn Diocese denies that.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com for Flemington and the surrounding area. Today, partly sunny, high in the up toward 90. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, mainly later in the evening. Otherwise, cloudy with a low around 71. Showers and thunderstorms likely Tuesday in the afternoon and into the evening. Highs should be near 90 during the day, down to 70 at night. And again, Wednesday, chance of showers in the morning, other than clearing up and getting up in the high in the upper 80s. Thursday, partly sunny, high in the 80s, down into the upper 60s at night. Same for Friday. And then looks like Saturday, at least from here, maybe some rain coming around again. Outside, we're at 86 right now. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
I seen your picture.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the table. Chef Bill's table here on Monday mornings at huntedandchamberradio.com. Get together every week, or most weeks, chat about food, beverages, reasons to get together, reasons to cook, right? Or at least appreciate those who do. All right, getting along. The summer is in full heat now. Most of the country, at least I know around here, got some nice extreme temperatures. Hopefully we get a little bit more water, cool things off. Oh, what's going on this week? Oh, this last week, on the 13th was Filet Mignon Day. Filet Mignon has its own holiday. Tenderloin steaks, of course, not always the most flavorful, but certainly versatile and tender and tasty. We'll talk today about a nice side dish to go with that, whether it's filet mignon or other steak. Filet is, of course, the real treat. But for grilling, when we grill steaks, of course, two schools of thought. You do either individuals for everybody. I like to do larger ones and slice them, and a nice tenderloin roast would be pretty much ideal. But also a nice leg of lamb. But we're going to talk about eggplant today, being that it's the height of the harvest. At least I know all our produce is coming, all our nice vegetables coming from the farm, mainly Sansone, some from Sweet Valley right down here south of us, south of Flemington, and really look forward to that because of the not only the freshness, the quality, the variety. Let's see, food this last week. Oh, today's lemon meringue pie day. It's funny, we like the nice lemon pie. Meringue's a tough one in the humidity. If you can pull that off, you're doing well. Oh, ice cream pies on the 18th. Hot and spicy food on the 19th. Lemonade the 20th. Good, some good food holidays this week. Spumoni on the 21st, which is kind of like an alternate on ice cream pie so much, but the nice layered gelatos. Oftentimes you see them at the individual cups there. The pistachio and the chocolate. Maybe cherry. Maybe some nuts in there. Nicely layered. You can kind of you can do layered things like that at home, especially if you have an ice cream maker. But sometimes these things are best, you know, better left to the manufacturers that have that. Of course, this way, you know, if you do it yourself, you can control everything a little bit better. But yeah, today more about eggplant and this, you know, the nice affinity it has for anything, really. Eggplants are like flavor sponges. They're good on their own, but they do absorb anything you put with them. Now, for us, eggplant, of course, year-round you get the large purple eggplants, and I always wonder why they called eggplant when they're purple. Well, originally, in fact, some of the sizes we get from Jim Sansone, he's got all shapes, all sizes, but they're white. You get, I guess originally, the variety that was named after was actually looked like a small chicken egg, and it was white. And neat thing about local farmers is you'll get some of these other varieties instead of planting one thing that's, you know, simple to harvest and mainstream. We'll get, when I get a box of mixed squash, for example, you know, we like the patty pan or sometimes called scallop squash. But they're different, not only different sizes, different colors, but we get some other, what you want to call zucchini or summer squash, but they're, you know, sometimes the zucchinis look like what we think of as an eggplant, and then we have eggplants that come in and they're long like a zucchini. And, you know, different, even though the flavors might be similar, just the different shapes allow you to do different things with them. So if you had a long, what's called a lot of people call Japanese eggplant, but really the Japanese is more of a pear-shaped. The Chinese is the one that we often call that, and they're the long ones. And those just cut in half and either blasted in a pan or on the grill, just as they are. Then what the smaller ones, too, the flesh is a little denser. It's not spongy. And you don't need to do the salting thing to remove the bitterness that sometimes recipes call for with the larger ones. So we're going to talk about a couple things we can do with eggplants here. And again, on their own, fine, but also in conjunction with other vegetables, because that's really what inspires us to cook. When you see all the bounty coming in, the combinations, and they all, of course, happen to work together. But if you have your own garden and all of a sudden the eggplants come in, also there's a couple of ways to preserve the harvest. We're going to break. We're against the quarter hour. We'll break for a couple of messages and come back and see what we can do with eggplant. Chef Bill's Table.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Back at the table here, Chef Bill's Table. We're going to talk a little bit about eggplants. So, buying an eggplant, of course, you look for firm something that has good weight for its size. Some of the larger ones can, say, a little spongy, and you often have to salt them after you slice them or dice them and let some of the liquid drain out. A better way, actually, if you do need or want to salt them, is to soak them in salted water and then pat them dry. The salt is going to draw bitterness out from the eggplant, just to say before you saute it or whatever you're going to do with it, you're going to dry it off. So simply, of course, eggplant dip, baba ganoush, different names. As again, eggplants are nice sponges for any flavors. Most of the time, we're going to roast the eggplant for this. And I like to roast them. I've done, you know, with the larger ones, cut them in half. You can roast them whole. And when they get soft, of course, and let them cool off. It's then very easy to scrape out the flesh. And you can puree it. Or another way is to take that eggplant flesh and even cook it further and get even more of the moisture out. Have a real pure flavor and almost become sweet. And then you're not just tasting garlic or tahini. Of course, good olive oil is important. Some people mix it with yogurt. It, as I say, it kind of absorbs whatever you're putting with it. I do like the flavor and texture, especially when, again, nice firm eggplant. Something simple. Of course, everybody thinks of eggplant parmesan, which is fine. You cut the slices either crosswise or lengthwise, depending on the shape of the eggplant. I like to peel them. Peeling's not absolutely necessary, but I normally would peel the eggplant. And even for a snack, a Parmesan breaded eggplant could be cubes, could be sticks. Some people like to do them in the oven. And these I would soak in the salted water 30 minutes, but then you have your seasoned flour and a little bit of egg wash. And then mix a ratio of 2 to 1, in other words, a cup of breadcrumbs to a half cup of Parmesan cheese. You can put your little Italian herbs in there if you like, or you could do that afterwards. But you could make, as I say, have these breaded. You could saute them. I don't think you really need to deep fry. You could do a shallow fry, or you can spray them and bake them in the oven if you want something with a little bit less trouble. But they could be little nuggets or sticks, good side dish, good snack. Another simple side dish with the longer eggplants, especially the Chinese ones, cut them in half. And or if you have larger ones, you could do thick slices, maybe about almost an inch thick. And what you do is score the cut side. By scoring, we mean just with the tip of the knife, go down maybe, 1/16 to 1/8 of an inch. Just opens up the flesh a little bit, lets it cook a little bit faster. Looks pretty, too. And in a hot pan, simply sear them. If you're using the long ones, just cut side down, get them good and brown. Flip them over. You can have a nice straight side dish. Of course, if you like miso, a little miso paste on there would flavor them nicely, especially. The miso is a little salty, but the eggplant will it'll handle it. And a classic stir fry, I believe, with some ground pork, raw ground pork, some a little hot pepper is good, some chilies, and either cubes or you could do juliennes of eggplant. But fry the meat. And then you could either add the eggplant or take the meat out, start with some fresh oil, stir fry the eggplant, combine it with the pork and a little spicy sauce, a good basic stir fry. And say the eggplant, even though a lot of people think of it as, you know, that go-to for a vegetarian dish, pairs very well with meat, especially beef or lamb. So the classic that we think of, one of the great vegetable braises, ratatouille. And again, dishes like this get a bad rap because they're done poorly. If you just take some big old eggplant and simmer it in a can of stewed tomatoes and call that ratatouille, you're really missing the boat. I like eggplant's a part of it, but we also use some of the summer squash and green peppers, onions, and tomato concassé, or just some nice diced plum tomatoes. If you don't want to go through the trouble of peeling them and seeding them to make what's called the concassé, the small clean dice there, you certainly could do a little bit more rustic, but we like the fresh tomatoes. Now, with the ratatouille, of course, you want to add the vegetables in the order that they'll cook in. In other words, your softer vegetables would go in toward the end, your base vegetable base, your onions and peppers that you want to have be totally cooked would go in first. So I always start with olive oil. And actually, sometimes if you're fast enough with the knife, you could start with your onion and garlic and pepper, get those cooking slowly, and you could do your other mise en place. You could dice your eggplant, dice your zucchini. I like to throw some mushrooms in there. You don't have to. I like the mushrooms give it a good earthy flavor. But when you're doing the vegetables, get your onion and garlic and green pepper slowly done. You don't have to brown them. Get them soft. And then you could add eggplant. When you do mushrooms, of course, they're going to throw off a little bit of water. You may need to have some broth or water on hand. Now, I would salt early on these, too. Get your egg, especially once your eggplant goes in, do your salt. And then, of course, zucchini would go in last because it takes the least time to cook. Your tomato concassé toward the end because, again, you're not looking to make a eggplant and tomato sauce. You really want these vegetables to be distinct and separate, hold their integrity. Now, some procedures might call for cooking each vegetable separately and then combining them at the end, but really the whole idea of this is it's a braise. Even though it's a quick braise, you're not doing it so much for tenderness, but what it does is you're building flavor additions every time you add another one of the vegetables. And if you do it in succession, you'll make sure that you don't have mushy eggplant at the end. It's all right if there's the eggplant you want to have, cooked fairly well through without falling apart. The summer squash could be a little bit less cooked. Now, in the fall, what we do is instead of the summer squash, we've added actually good winter squash to this. You can usually get some eggplant, and it makes a nice variation of it. And maybe less tomatoey, but you've got sweetness from, say, butternut squash or a couple of the other firm, what we call the winter squashes. But eggplant is still a primary player. Now, any herbs that you like in there, of course, thyme, basil, parsley, oregano would all go in there. You could use savory. Pretty much, I wouldn't take it in the direction of a cilantro. And we're not really spicing this too much, although you could. If you wanted to throw a little hot pepper in there, you could make it spicy. But this is a dish that would survive on its own, but also a nice accompaniment. The natural thing, of course, I always think of lamb, but also beef with this as a side dish. And what you could try doing, instead of having a large dice, is what we call a mini ratatouille. We like to dice it fairly small. A little bit more knife work, but a little bit more elegant dish. Also slows down a little bit. It speeds up the cooking time. And then it becomes something as an accompaniment rather than the main event. Now, a variation of this, of course, some kind of crispy potato would go nice because this is, after all, it's a braise, it's soft. And if you want that alternate texture, naturally, if you had, say, roast beef or roast lamb or grilled, a steak, individual steak resting on the ratatouille, you could always do a little crispy shoestring fries or some onion strings on top. Something, you know, a little with that little crispness to it. But a neat thing would do also to be would be to make a rusty potato cake. And you could do this either in a larger pan, 10 to 12 inch, and cut it into wedges. Or you could do, if you're really ambitious, some little individual ones, little shredded potatoes. Now, you could raw potatoes work well. You want to rinse them, good starchy potatoes. Or you can use cooked potatoes, either one. The raw ones, if you're doing raw grated potatoes, we shred them on the box grater, the coarse holes there. And I like to start with oil. It's got a little higher smoke point, and press them and make a cake shape out of them. Instead of, say, hash browns where they're kind of separating, you want to press them into a cake. And if you use the raw potato, what you get is this contrast of textures. You'll get a creamy center from the potatoes cooking, but then a crispy outside. And, you know, the hardest part's inverting it. You have to cook it till the potatoes are, you know, fairly well browned on the bottom. You want them to start softening. Slide them on a plate, and then you have to invert the pan over the plate, holding both together, flip it back over. Hardest thing is flipping it. Once it's back in the pan, the cake, then is when I start adding a little bit of whole butter to flavor and brown the other side. And interestingly enough, you can also make a noodle cake if you don't want the potatoes. 8 ounces of cappellini, angel hair, or a thin, you could use a rice noodle, any thin pasta, 1/2 pound. So you're going to cook it and chill it, rinse it with the cold water, and then toss it with a little bit of oil. Same idea. You have about a cup of grated cheese. It could be mozzarella, could be Gruyere, combination, Swiss. Not hard cheese, not real soft cheese, that semi-firm cheese. So take 1/2 the pasta, and you're going to use oil. Use a nonstick pan, either, you know, around 10 to 12 inches, and you put 1/2 the pasta into the oil, kind of spread it around so it's even, and then sprinkle the cheese, and then put the other 1/2 of the pasta on top. And again, just like the potato cake, cook it slowly, let the noodles, they're already cooked, of course, you're trying to just brown them up. The heat is going to come through and melt the cheese a little bit. Again, inverting it is going to be the tricky part. Slide it out of the pan onto a plate. Hold the pan over top. And of course, you're going to use a towel. Then you're going to flip it all back over, add more oil, and brown the other side. And this could be cut into wedges again, and served with your ratatouille, either by itself or as a nice accompaniment to steak or lamb. We've got a break for news. It's the half hour, and we'll be right back at the table talking about eggplant.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Hillary Clinton is the best for the country. I'm not thinking about a Republican. I'm thinking about a U.S. citizen. I think at some point you have to put the party aside and say what's best for the country.
Secretary Carlos Gutierrez under the George W. Bush administration said that he doesn't want the GOP to get destroyed. Indiana Governor Mike Pence said that Trump might revoke press credentials for the New York Times.
We'll keep our private conversations private, but that's an ongoing discussion in the campaign, and I do believe in the public's right to know.
Louisiana's governor is requesting a federal major disaster declaration from FEMA. Department spokeswoman Casey Rayburn Hicks.
We've got a lot of people that are flooded out, trapped, and so we're going in and we're doing our best to rescue and evacuate all those people. We've already gotten approximately 6,000 people out of their homes just in the last 2 days.
USA Radio News.
We all want to live long, healthy lives, and we know that smoking is not a part of making that happen. We all know the dangers, but we also know that it's tough to quit smoking and make it stick. And that's where Nicol Block comes in. It comes in a little bottle, and when you put it on the filter of your cigarette, it blocks the inhalation of tar and nicotine. So you got to check this out. Go to nicolblock.tv and find out more. You can also call 877-835-6060. Now, whether this is your first time quitting or your fifth, Nicol Block is your best chance to stop smoking for good. The taste doesn't change, and neither does your satisfaction. But what does change is your dependence on nicotine. And as you increase the number of nickel block drops, you'll gradually decrease your tar and nicotine intake. It's that simple. It's gradual. It's effective. Call 877-835-6060. Stop smoking. Make it for good this time. 877-835-6060 or go to nickelblock.tv.
The stars, pull one down to you, shining on my heart, so you could see the truth.
All right, we're back at the table here, Chef Bill's table, going over some eggplant. Now, another favorite of ours, making it on and off for years, caponata. And this is a dish, normally a relish. We used to serve it as part of a mixed antipasto. It could certainly work on its own. We're going to combine the eggplant, some onion and celery, some olives. And what it is, it's, you can kind of call it pickled because there is vinegar in it. It's good chilled. It's good hot. We've actually used it warmed up, tossed with whole wheat pasta. I want that stronger flavor in the pasta. I used penne. And we simply, with the hot pasta, you know, warm the caponata and toss it with the pasta. And we used ricotta salata on it. So you think of ricotta cheese, which is fine, the nice fresh cheese. The ricotta salata is dried. It's a little, you could crumble it a little bit. And it's, you know, a little saltier, a little firmer, a little more flavor to it. You could probably use a you know, a feta cheese if you want something along that line. Or even a Mexican cotija cheese. Am I pronouncing that right? The crumbled, that's kind of, again, a little salted, not real firm cheese, but enough to crumble. We'll go on afterwards. So for the caponata, again, this would be a way of even if you have some extra eggplant and you need to use it. We would dice the eggplant for this, and again, I like to peel it first. Some onion and a fair amount of celery. Probably instead of usually people use more onion than celery. This one would be more celery. And one technique I saw actually called for parboiling the celery. And you save the water that you boil the celery in and add that back into the caponata if you need to thin it out, you know, make be able to facilitate the cooking. Now, something else we use here, and actually with the ratatouille, a good idea early on is to use some tomato paste. Now, you have your fresh tomato going in there, but instead of using canned tomatoes, if you use a little tomato paste, and also when you're using tomato paste, remember, saute that with your vegetables, or if you're doing meat in a stew. The tomato paste, even though it's a concentrated cooked product, when you saute it, it actually caramelizes a little bit more, adds some depth, some color, and also can function as slightly as a thickener, so you don't need to use any starch. So I would use that in the ratatouille, but definitely in the caponata, we'd have some tomato paste, and then the water either from the celery, or if you're sautéing the celery, do the celery and onion first. Again, you're going to get it soft, and then diced eggplant. And a fair amount of oil for this because, again, the eggplant, this is mainly eggplant. It's going to soak up quite a bit. So I would use a combination of vegetable oil and regular olive oil. It doesn't have to be extra virgin. So you want that flavor of the olive oil in there. So you want to have the eggplant, onion, and celery cooking. You'll add some tomato paste, and then you'll be able to add a little bit of water to dilute the tomato paste. Now this one, the caponata, you could use canned tomatoes. I like the, what do you call it, tomato fillets, like strips of plum tomato. If you use the whole tomatoes or the San Marzano style, you could just crush them with your hands. You don't have to do anything fancy. Or you could use fresh tomatoes. Canned, if you're using it as a sauce, it might be a little bit better because you have a little more juice in there. So the eggplant will be fairly well cooked. And now once it's done, we're going to add some vinegar and sugar, red wine vinegar. And then not quite an equal amount of sugar by measure. In other words, if you've used 2 cups of red wine vinegar, let's say, in a big batch, you would use 1.5 cups of sugar. So for a cup of vinegar, maybe 2/3 of a cup of sugar, just to even out that sourness a little bit. And then we use Kalamata olives. You want to use any good greener ripe olives, not the California ones. You want a good either brined or cured olive in here. It's going to add that nice salinity and flavor to go along with your eggplant and tomatoes. Then also we want capers in here. Capers are the little unopened buds of a bush in the Mediterranean. Sometimes you'll see caper berries, which are the full berry. They look like an olive. And those would be good in there, too. They're usually pickled the same way. But the little capers, unique flavor. Got to have some of those in there. So olives, capers, again, some tomato product, either canned or fresh. Then you season salt and pepper. Parsley, basil is what we use. You could do a little oregano, but not necessary. And this dish, again, when chilled, okay, not ice cold, usually antipasti would be served a little bit, maybe a little bit cooler than room temperature. Now, in the summertime, of course, you have to watch stuff sitting out at intense heat too long. But normally, left out of the refrigerator for a little while, it has more flavor than when it's ice cold. But this could be a nice part of a mixed antipasti. Instead of just the normal, you know, salami, cheese, roasted peppers, we would do this caponata. We would do a tuna, just simply tuna and olive oil dressed with lemon. Not really a tuna mayonnaise salad, but just some nice tuna. In fact, we've been doing fresh grilled tuna salad at the restaurant. This caponata might be nice with some grilled tuna. What we do is, of course, you have your tuna steaks that we've been using for an entree, and you have some other pieces there, oddball pieces from trimming and portioning and, you know, from toward the end of the loin, the tail, that we can't use for a center of the plate. Now, what we do is salt, pepper, and grill it, brush it with a nice shallot oil. And you want to grill it fairly well done. Not dried out, but you don't want it medium rare for this tuna salad. Unless, of course, you're going to consume it right away. But we grill it to, you know, the medium well to well. Let it chill, or at least come to room temperature. Now, we do the classic mayonnaise-based, not too much mayo. But I'll use diced celery, and I like shredded carrots in there. And the onion, we don't put any in ours. You can always add onion if you're making a sandwich. Lemon juice, parsley, and the salt and pepper. Really, if you season the tuna before you grill it, you shouldn't need any salt. Mayonnaise is salty enough. Now you could also make a tuna in olive oil and lemon juice, or simply have your caponata. And if you like the tuna a little bit undercooked, certainly nothing wrong with searing it and let it cool off a little bit, then slice it and serve it. But the strong flavor, the stronger, you know, caponata, again, whole wheat pasta, a fish like tuna, maybe swordfish would be another one, a nice, a good meaty steak fishes would be very good with this, the eggplant relish. And this will hold up. You know, it's cooked. You've got vinegar in there. It's preserved. It's got a pretty good shelf life. So if you need to make it ahead, of course, don't worry about it. Or if you need to use up some extra eggplant, go for it. Now, something else we do, of course, grilling eggplant is always nice. As we said before, either the grilled or blasted in the sauté pan as a base for a side dish. I've grilled it, if you have an excess, sliced lengthwise, peeled and sliced lengthwise thinly, and I've grilled it and let it cool off, layer it, and freeze it. Now, the freezing process will soften it a little bit, but that's actually what you want. You want it to help the softening process. So you don't want the eggplant to be al dente. It really does need to be cooked. Raw eggplant doesn't do really anything for me. So you want to cook the eggplant fully. But as a way, again, to preserve, once they're frozen, you could then transfer them to a freezer bag. And you've got some, you know, if you, again, I wouldn't go out and buy eggplant just for doing this, but if you have your own that you've grown and you need to use it, it's one way to think about doing it. And I've seen it also marinated, which would be floured and fried and then buried in some olive oil, maybe with some garlic, you know, kept chilled. But that's another little relishy thing that could go, you know, something you've preserved and could be brought back later, either as an antipasto or as a ingredient maybe on a sandwich or a salad. We've got a break for a couple of more messages here, quarter hour. We'll come back and make one of our favorites from, we actually run it and use it on Thanksgiving, but it'd be good anytime as an eggplant lasagna, Chef Bill's Table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, we're back at the table here. Chef Bill's table, looking at some eggplant. Now, there's, of course, many other ways you could use eggplant. Some Mideastern cooking, Mediterranean. These, the ones I'm going through are kind of my favorites, but certainly other ways to explore this vegetable. And they say its affinity for some of the other summer produce makes these recipes kind of come together. So eggplant lasagna, what I've done is a couple different ways. I've done it strictly as to set up not only vegetarian but gluten-free, where I use the eggplant in place of the pasta. And then I've done other versions where I'll use some lasagna noodles and some eggplant as layering the vegetables in there. Could probably do it with zucchini also, but zucchini is not quite as firm. The eggplant works out well for this. So what I do is I peel the eggplant, I slice it thinly lengthwise, and a couple of ways to approach it. If you want to make it, of course, gluten-free, then I would grill the eggplant slices till they're about half cooked. They won't take long. You brush them with oil, season them, and let them cool off on paper towel. You could also, if you're not concerned about gluten-free, you could also just flour the eggplant and sauté it in hot oil, which would be nice. Give it another little, you know, little flavor there with the seasoned flour. Some people might even like it breaded, which brings us more into that realm of a eggplant parmesan. Now, this lasagna, you could also make what we call the rollatines out of this. And again, I've done it with grilled eggplant slices, which are a little hard to handle, but very nice doing the roll up with this special cheese and vegetable mixture that I make. Or you could do the fried or even breaded, the long slices, and roll them up. And then, of course, very easy to do. You could bake them in the oven, all those, since the eggplant's cooked, you know, even a simple microwave, and dress it with some marinara or your favorite sauce would be fine. So we have our eggplant slices, and I say I do them lengthwise. You could slice them crosswise if you want, the into the circles there, if you have a big eggplant, but either way, I like the long slices. Now, the trick with this is the filling. We're not just doing a regular ricotta filling. It's ricotta and goat cheese. So for a pound of ricotta, I would use a 5-ounce goat cheese log crumbled up. And you want to make sure that the goat cheese gets distributed through this. So I mash it first. Use a good soft goat cheese. You could use a little more if you like, but usually the proportion, about a 5-ounce, usually you can get the little 5-ounce logs will work. So you have ricotta, goat cheese, and of course, when I'm doing a lasagna filling, for every pound of ricotta, we're going to use one egg, just like if you're making a meatball or meatloaf or anything. That one egg to a pound ratio works very well. Crab cakes, anything that you want to have some firmness to it. So a beaten egg, a little parmesan, some basil, oregano. But also in this mixture, I blanch some spinach. So you have cooked spinach that I chop. I'll do grilled portobellos. You could use other regular mushrooms or saute them, but we like a grilled portobello chopped up in there finely. And then some roasted pepper. So you have these three vegetables in with your ricotta cheese mixture. And as little as much as you like. You want to still be able to see the cheese. So in this, these are your, you know, your pound of ricotta to your 5 ounces of goat cheese is your ratio. The lasagna, you may need more than a pound depending on the size you're making. But if you have this mixture now, you can make rollatines out of this. Or if you just wanted to take slices and make two layers and do like a kicked up eggplant parmesan. When I do the lasagna, of course, you do need some marinara or some tomato sauce at the bottom of the pan. And you're going to layer the eggplant slices with this ricotta cheese. You know, try to get three or four layers if you can. And then a little bit of sauce. And then, of course, the top, you could do your standard grated parm and maybe a little mozzarella. And bake it. Now, this should firm up nicely. Of course, you don't have the starch from the pasta, but you have that egg and the ricotta. Also chilled, we found out, and after the first time we made it, of course, we had a few pieces left over. And the next day, it's really an excellent chilled vegetable terrine. A terrine is like a pate, but it's kind of layers. Terrine is more the vessel it's cooked in. But a lot of people think of a terrine as being layered. So this, you know, once it's chilled, you're able to slice it. And instead of using tomato sauce, you could make a chilled, what do you call a tomato coulis, would be the fine chopped or pureed fresh tomato with some seasoning. And it could actually, you know, it's a nice main course. It's a nice side dish. But it also could work as a chilled item. So like a little slice of like a vegetable pate, if you will. So another use, but the eggplant lasagna, again, with or without the pasta, grilled, fried, breaded, any way you want to do it. Just having that goat cheese and the vegetables in there just gives it that extra nice character that we like. That filling, by the way, would be a good go-to to that could work even on a pizza. This ricotta, goat cheese, and the vegetables could be done something like that. So, you know, we like to have some of the, we call them our tools or our weapons here, some mixtures or go-to things that are very adaptable. You see an ingredient out there, like, oh, what can I do with it? You need some what I call go-to recipes or ideas, something that's adaptable to almost anything. So that kind of getting to the end of an hour, so that kind of wrapped up eggplant. Remember, see something a la Sorrentino or Sorrento. It used to be that veal or chicken layered with prosciutto and eggplant, and then the cheese on top. Look kind of, again, like a kicked up, I guess, you know, a la Parmesan gets overused, but certainly all these things do work together. So enjoy eggplant if you haven't thought about it, and seek out the varieties instead of, you know, other than that, the big purple ones. The big purple ones are great, but there's many more out there. And being smaller, maybe you'll tend to use them more if you don't have to worry about having such a huge eggplant that, like, what am I going to do with all this stuff? So, yeah, smaller is better, nice and firm, less spongy, don't have to worry about salting it, and enjoy summer bounty. We'll talk to you down the line, getting up toward the hour here, got to sign off, Chef Bill's Table, we'll catch up with you in the near future. Thanks for listening.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Hillary Clinton is the best for the country.